Welcome to Season 2 of the Align Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna, the owner and founder of Align Consulting. This podcast was created as an avenue to dive deeper into topics that help align core values and how to pursue things that serve you, how to create or expand your current network, and receive new ideas to create paradigm shifts in your thought processes. Most of these will be around 10 minutes, roughly the time it takes to commute from one place to the next, while brushing your teeth and getting dressed for the day, or waiting in the school pickup line. In this upcoming season of podcasts, you can expect to hear the same style of delivery with abbreviated content and a golden nugget or two as a takeaway. I will also be opening up this platform to interviewing local entrepreneurs, startups, and some of the best and brightest I've had the privilege of learning from. Thank you for all of your support over the past year as I navigated the newness of starting a company and stepping out of my comfort zone to produce this podcast. As always, I appreciate your follows on Spotify and social media and look forward to welcoming your feedback with ideas to enhance the listener experience. Today's topic is about indecision and how that greatly affects one's abilities to build confidence, make progress, and the costs associated with it. Overall, while it's natural to experience moments of indecision, chronic indecisiveness can have detrimental effects on various aspects of a person's life. Here are some ways indecision can affect a person. Number one is stress and anxiety. Indecision often leads to feelings of stress and anxiety as individuals struggle with the uncertainty of not being able to make a decision. This can manifest as constant worry, overthinking, and feeling overwhelmed by choices. Number two, procrastination. When faced with indecision, individuals may procrastinate or avoid making a decision altogether. This can lead to missed opportunities, delays in progress, and a sense of stagnation. Number three, poor decision making. Indecisiveness can result in hasty or irrational decisions made under pressure or because of frustration. These decisions may not align with the individual's goals or values and could lead to negative consequences. Number four, impact on relationships. Indecision can strain relationships, especially if others are relying on the individual to make decisions or if the indecision leads to conflict or resentment. It is common to find this in both personal and professional relationships, especially when someone is in a leadership role. Number five, low self-confidence. Continual indecision can erode self-confidence and self-esteem. Individuals may doubt their abilities to make sound judgments or feel incapable of handling responsibility. Number six, missed opportunities. Indecision can result in missed opportunities for growth, advancement, or personal development. Hesitating to make decisions may mean forfeiting chances that could lead to positive outcomes. Number seven, decreased productivity. Indecision can lead to lack of focus and productivity. Constantly grappling with choices can drain mental energy, making it difficult to concentrate on tasks or goals. Number eight, impact on well-being. Prolonged indecision can take a toll on overall well-being, contributing to feelings of dissatisfaction, regret, and a sense of being stuck or unfulfilled. Now that we've addressed some of the negative aspects of indecision, we need to understand ways to get ourselves out of it. Also to understand that indecision is a decision. Choosing not to make a decision on something is in fact a decision. Oftentimes in my coaching sessions, this becomes a prevalent topic. Individuals who might be torn between staying in a current job or pursuing a dream of owning a business, or a leader who is uncertain about how to propel their team forward. Sometimes it's decisions that lie in the daily habits of those not sure how to or unwilling to make changes. Developing strategies for making decisions and seeking support when needed can help mitigate these effects and foster personal growth and development. Overcoming indecisiveness is a process, and it involves developing self-awareness, improving your decision-making skills, and cultivating confidence in one's choices. Here are some strategies that can help someone overcome indecisiveness, and I'm going to give you another eight of those. Number one, identify the root cause. Reflect on why you're struggling with indecision. Is it fear of making the wrong choice, lack of information, or something else? Understanding the underlying reasons can help you address them more effectively. Number two, set clear goals. Define your priorities and what you hope to achieve with the decision at hand. Having clear goals can provide clarity and guide your decision-making process. Number three, gather information. Make an effort to gather relevant information and consider different perspectives before making a decision. This can help you feel more informed and confident in your choices. Number four, limit those options. Sometimes having too many options can contribute to indecisiveness. Narrow them down to a manageable number and focus on the most important factors when making a decision. Sometimes it's just a list of pros and cons. Number five, trust your instincts. Learn to trust your intuition and gut feelings. While it's essential to weigh those pros and cons logically, sometimes your instincts can provide valuable insight. And also, the past can help predict the future. Not always, so don't lean too far into it. Number six, practice decision making. Like any skill, decision making improves with practice. Start with small decisions and gradually work your way up to more significant choices. Each decision you make builds confidence and reinforces your ability to trust yourself. Number seven, set deadlines. Give yourself a time limit for making a decision to avoid getting stuck in indecision. Setting deadlines can create a sense of urgency and help you focus your efforts on reaching a resolution. Number eight, accept imperfection. Understand that not every decision will be perfect, and that's okay. Confidence begins with the willingness to try. Remember that even a poor decision can be corrected, and decisions which later turn out to be not as intended eventually will lead to something better or a different direction. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast today and will share it with someone who would also benefit. If you feel so inclined to leave a 5-star review on Spotify, this helps me to reach more people. If you are personally looking for a personal development coach, would like information on my small group sessions, or keynote speaking opportunities, please feel free to reach out to me on socials or email me at brianna@align-consult.com. Until next time.